Ears, status, and power ungodly. Ears, status, and power ungodly. I want you to comment and let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. I want to show you some. I'm going to share with you something which is actually a thing I'm going to be doing tonight with our. Let's go to somewhere in the scripture, Matthew 20, verse 20. I want to show you ears, status, and power ungodly. You know, why do we have so many problems in the world today with different gender roles? I'm not going to use the word, but we have the female movement and agenda being pushed. We have the masculinity or the demeaning and demonizing of masculinity in every facet. So I want to read you something. I want to read you what scripture says. And for those who are coming on, who's in our church, Encounter Church, who's in our e-groups, we're going to go live, guys, at 7 o'clock. I just came on for 10 minutes on a public platform just to share something quickly. Now, let me see your comments. Tell me something. If you're on here, those on YouTube, just press the thumbs up button. Click the like button for me. I want to share with you a truth for 10 minutes. Do you think status and power is ungodly? I realized I put up a status earlier and people really took it out of context, really misunderstood it. And then I saw how it could have been read. I think status and power is godly, awesome. I love your office. Yeah, so this office is actually going to become a living room slash library because we kind of like trying to build on here. So it's still going to be office, but it's going to be a living room and a library and a studio. So it's going to be very nice. I can't wait for that. People say no. So where's all the keyboard warriors or so on YouTube? Let me see. Do you think status and power is ungodly? Let me share with you something that obviously number one in Genesis chapter number one verse, and we can go to at least two verses. But if we go to Genesis chapter number one verse 26, is it verse 26? Let me see. And that's not actually the scripture that I want to get to. I want to show you where Jesus actually appreciated when his disciples asked him about status and power. Yes, this can be taken out of context or it can be misunderstood. So we have read the Bible in a very, very negative, wrong way. Genesis 1 verse 26 says, and God says, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And there are different realms in dimensions. So when it comes to the animal kingdom, there are different dimensions in the animal kingdom. You have the birds, you have the creeping thing, you have everything in the ocean, and you have the crawling thing. So you have four types of realms or dimensions in the animal kingdom. Anyway, so each one of them have dominion over one another as well. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them. Now please, I want you to listen to this. God blessed them. So the blessing of God came and he gave them the commandment, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. That word subdue is very controversial. And have dominion. Have dominion. So God has created man with an inherent ability, an inherent desire, an inherent ability, and an inherent hunger and thirst for power. When power is removed, status is removed. When you remove someone's status, you remove their power. When you remove a husband, a male figure's status, you remove their power. That's why a male's a husband, a father, a male figure, a man, their job is not, or their job is very determined on how they are treated at home. The moment you remove respect from a male figure, the moment you remove respect from a man, you remove his power, you remove his status, you remove his power. The moment you increase status upon someone, I'm not speaking of falsely titling or anything, or a false sense of status. I'm not speaking that in any way. I'm actually speaking of once somebody grows in the social economic ladder, when they grow in their social status amongst their peers, amongst their environment, their work environment, their civil environment, their civil duties, when they rise in that and they become respected, there's actually an increase of serotonin and a decrease, an increase of serotonin and dopamine and a decrease of depression. So the way, how do you get somebody out of depression? You're beginning to give them tasks and let them have victory in those tasks, whether it be something small. Some people can't even get out of bed and you tell them, listen here, today you're just going to brush your teeth. That's it. It sounds so stupid, sounds so silly, but that is the task. And they must only do that. They mustn't do anything more. I'm not doing Zoom today with partners, guys. I don't think we've set it up. Only time we'll do Zoom with partners is if we have advertised it, but I do have a Zoom with everybody that is in our encounter groups. Now, I'm not sure if partners is included in that. Maybe somebody can tell me. I am going live in 8 minutes with our on Zoom with all those in our encounter groups, about 800 to 900 people. Well, actually 1,000 if you take Cape Town. Not sure if Cape Town's all the groups are going to be in. Obviously, Centurion, Krugersdorp. But the moment you remove somebody's status. I want to read you a story quickly before the time runs out. Listen to what Jesus said. So in Matthew chapter number 20, verse 20, it says, then came to Jesus, the mother of Zebedee's children, with her sons worshiping and desiring certain things of him. Now this is two of the disciples. And we see how these two disciples were looking for position. So listen to this. And he said unto her, wait. She said unto him, grant that these my two sons, may sit the one on thy right and the other on thy left in thy kingdom. So she's saying, listen, will you grant position for my sons? Isn't it amazing that a mother has to come? But Jesus answered and said, you know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of and be baptized with the baptism of that I'm baptized with? They said unto him, we are able. They said, we are able to pay the price. They had a passion and a desire in them. They had a drive in them for position. Not all position is evil. Not all desire for position is evil. Everybody on YouTube, thank you so much for coming on. Please click the thumbs up if you're on YouTube. It'll help us out with the algorithm right now. I see 42 has clicked on. The rest, click on the thumbs up for me quickly. I really appreciate that. And he said unto them, you shall drink of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. Now listen to this. Jesus still carries on. So he's saying to them, listen, yeah, I can't give those positions. That positions is given by my Father. But you desire those positions. Is it evil to desire those positions? Yes, there's a Luciferian type spirit and a Pharisaical spirit that desires position without working for it. But Jesus said something powerful. He's giving them the way on how to get that position. And when they heard it, when the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brethren. So the other 10 disciples immediately got jealous because two stood up and said, we want power, we want position, not in an evil way. They just had a drive and a passion in them to say, we want to rule, have dominion. Why? There's an inherent power that God has put inside of us. Thank you guys for pressing likes on YouTube. I see people from Texas. Good to see you. So listen, so Jesus says, so the 10 that got angry, got jealous because two stepped out of the boat. But Jesus called them unto him and said, You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and that they are great in exercising authority upon them. He says, listen here, those princes and the Gentiles, they rule it over one another. But it shall not so be among you. But whosoever will be great among you, he says, the one that will have position, let him be your servant. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Gee, this is not a rebuke. I want to make this clear. This is not a rebuke. This is an advice that Jesus is giving them. He says, listen, you're asking a noble thing. You want to know how to become great. There's nothing wrong in wanting to become great. God has ordained this earth for every man to have dominion, to have rulership, to rule and reign, to have power, to have authority. And the moment you strip a man from that, and I would say woman as well, because male and female, he made them to, for them to bless, to rule, to have dominion. The moment, but I'm speaking now especially for men, the moment you remove that from men, you will see chaos. A lot of people have so much chaos in their marriage because they have removed authority from the male figure. The wife comes and wears the pants in the house. The husband has no say. He can't make a decision. Nobody follows him. Nobody listens to him. Maybe it was his fault. Maybe he lost his job. A lot of people can be like, okay, but he's not bringing in money. But maybe you can do something to make him feel like he has power. Same thing with every individual. The moment you begin to build yourself in a social environment, in a civil environment, in the ladder of authority, the moment you begin to grow in that, there will be an increase of your serotonin, there will be an increase of your dopamine, there will be an increase of your there will be an increase of serotonin, dopamine, and there will be a decrease of depression. How do you get out of depression? How do you get out of negativity? Get into a place of position and power. Begin to grow in God. Now, Jesus is giving advice. He says, listen here, how do you get to that place of greatness? He says, serve people. Become the least. Begin to serve them. And when you serve them, power will be given. But is desiring that position evil? Absolutely not. So that's why I put a post to say, if you remove someone's status, you remove their power. If you strip somebody from their purpose, from their status, you remove their power, their ability to have self-confidence. Hope this made a bit of sense. I'm heading over to our encounter groups meeting right now, which is close to 1,000 people, if not more than 1,000 people, if everybody's joining. This is our encounter cell groups, Centurion, Krugersdorp, Cape Town. We're all going to get on to Zoom and we're going to have one mega cell, one macro cell tonight. And I'll be sharing with them on principles of this, on how to carry the spirit of true leadership, how to rule, reign, and have dominion, how to get your power back. So if you're part of Encounter Church, if you're part of our online groups, we have over 13 online cell groups. We have Encounter Hubs, everything you would have received. If you're part of the membership or in a group of Encounter, you would have received a Zoom link. If you didn't receive a Zoom link, you're not part of any group of Encounter. Is part of submitting to the process, submitting to serving? Of course. There's no other way outside of submitting to the process to get into your destiny, your purpose. No way. Absolutely no way. When in Port Elizabeth, I have no idea. I don't have any dates as yet. I know I'm going to be in the United States soon. I'm going to be in London soon. I think I'm going to be in the United States next month, just for one Sunday. Somebody missing out just for one Sunday, then I'm back. Then I'm gonna be in London in August, I think, in the UK. Or not London, maybe the UK in August. And then I'm gonna be again in the United States after that. I'm only doing 3 international trips as it stands right now. Don't want to do anything more than that. And guys, I'm hopping over to Zoom. I see people are going off to go towards Zoom. We'll see you there. I just wanted to share this truth. Is status and power, is the desire for status and power ungodly? Is the desire for status and power evil? Netherlands, I've seen quite a few people commenting from Netherlands. And, you know, get into contact with the online church. We have some people on that side that we want to get connected to one another. The dates, the places where I'll be at the USA will be made, will be revealed soon, guys. God bless you. See you on the private Zoom right now with all our encounter groups. Bless you.